streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
CFOs that get it, get it. CFOs that don't, don't. Head to netsuite.com/Herd. One-of-a-kind special financing. Seamlessly have visibility and control over your e-commerce, HR, and more. So the NFL draft, what's the date today? The 12th?
Yes.
So we're like 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. Now, it's not a sexy draft. There's not a lot of quarterbacks. What you have is a lot of bad organizations with a lot of picks at the top.
I don't know. I think someone might make a splash with the non-quarterback draft. Still pretty important position.
It is. Let's go to Peter Schrager, Fox Sports. Cheat, cheat, Fox Sports app. All right. So the kid from Michigan, Aiden Hutchinson, he's not a Bosa. He's not Chase Young, but he's really good. And most people say he's number one. But in a draft without a superstar, is he a lock number one?
No. And as much as I do more work on this draft class and the people I speak with, they're like, I don't know when this Aiden Hutchinson number one thing emerged, because it's anything but a surefire deal. And that's because of the GM, Trent Baalke. Trent Baalke spent years in San Francisco, and year after year after year, Trent Baalke would take the physical specimen, the guy that would win the combine, the guy in the workout room, over the sure thing from college production. That included taking Alden Smith over J.J. Watt and Robert Quinn. It meant taking Anthony Davis, a tackle, over Brian Bulaga. And it's meant taking Eric Armstead, DeForest Buckner, and A.J. Jenkins, and countless other guys who were the physical freaks over the guys who were the producers in college. And in this draft, Aiden Hutchinson, he's the player that was great on Fox Saturdays. We saw him do big things at college, but you know, you're right, Colin. I haven't heard anyone compare him to J.J. Watt or any of the Bosa brothers. I've heard he compares to Jared Allen or Trey Hendrickson. Some of these guys that, okay, like that's at the high end. That's great. But Trayvon Walker out of Georgia is the guy that's being compared to Micah Parsons. And Kayvon Thibodeau out of Oregon is being compared to some of the best freakish pass rushers in the game. So everyone I talk to says, slow down with Trent Baalke and just saying, sure thing, here you go, 10 sacks to the next level. That's going to be his pick. No, no, Trent Baalke goes for home runs. And Aiden Hutchinson right now is viewed as a very safe, conservative, solid pick with a huge upside. But he's not the home run pick in this draft. Walker and Thibodeau might be.
Okay, so you get about one star quarterback a draft. I think that'll probably go to about two over the course of our lives, two to three, just because there's more good college offenses, it's more sophisticated, the coaching at the high school and college level for quarterbacks is way better. So I do think more quarterbacks over the next 10 years, more than one a draft, which has been the average for 20 years. You get one great quarterback, and I think it's going to go up. So, and I think we started that a couple years ago. I think that trend now, generationally, we're starting to see these kids who had 10,000 snaps by the ninth grade. Is there a quarterback under the radar? Because I see five or six quarterbacks. Is there one that your sources are like, keep your eye on this guy?
That's exactly how I put it, Colin. Weird year for the quarterback draft. I had a GM who has a quarterback tell me all five of last year's first rounders would have been the first quarterback taken this year. So if you're looking at it that way in a two-year span, this isn't the cream of the crop by any means. You're getting a lot of Willis talk. You're getting a lot of Kenny Pickett talk, and you're getting a lot of Desmond Ridder talk. The guy that I would circle as a potential top 10 pick is Matt Corral out of Ole Miss. And Corral's story is interesting. Long Beach Poly kid, where he lit it up, and he chose to play at Ole Miss, where he played for Lane Kiffin and was awesome, but got injured at the end of the season and didn't have a chance to perform at the combine. Now his health is checking out, and the more teams are speaking with him, it's like, oh, this guy's an alpha. This is that dude. It's a wide open quarterback draft. And if anyone's telling you that Pickett and Willis are surefire top 10 picks, they don't know what they're talking about, because I don't have a single team in the top 10 saying to me, we're definitely taking quarterback. This guy right here, and two spots to consider, maybe Carolina at six. And here's the connection to Seattle at nine, who currently has Drew Locke as their starting quarterback. They've got the ninth pick. Lane Kiffin and Pete Carroll have a long history together. Okay, Pete Carroll has a long history with Long Beach Poly, whether it be Willie McGinnis or several of the other USC superstars that went there. This is an interesting connection. If you want to say nine, Matt Corral, or if you want to say six, because Carolina's looking for a quarterback and the Kenny Pickett thing is not a slam dunk. I think three of those quarterbacks, including Willis, could go top 10, but I don't think all three go top 10. And I think each team might order them differently based on their draft boards.
Okay, so I've got my kind of theory on this, is that the Packers have let two receivers go, and they have, this week, Mark Murphy said Aaron doesn't have a three-year deal. He's got 3 1-year deals, which I don't think he'll play to the end of the contract. They have brought in no veteran receivers. It's an incredibly anemic current Packer receiving core. But I do think they're going to draft receiver early, because then you won't be able to say, well, you know, they never gave Aaron a first round wide receiver. They'll check that box and say, yes, we did. So my gut is, with those two picks late in the first, could they move up and get a, because I think they're going to get a receiver. They almost have to. What's your intel say on those late Packer picks?
Colin, you are spot on. That 22 and that 28, I don't think Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Jameson Williams, Treylon Burks, Drake London, I don't think they're sitting there at 22. And I don't think they're sitting there at 28. So I don't think the Packers will take a receiver just to take one. One of those fives has to drop. But everyone I speak with is like, there are five really good wide receivers in this draft, and there are too many teams who need that position, whether it be the Jets at 10 or Washington at 11. And then you start going through the Eagles and the Saints, and all these teams need them. So to say we're going to sit pretty at 22 and get a wide receiver would be naive. I think Green Bay is going to be a mover. I really do. And Mark Murphy said earlier, like, hey, wait for draft day. That things happen on draft day. And I don't think he's talking about, hey, things happen. We're going to sit at 22 and get Jahan Dotson out of Penn State. See, told you so. I think they're either going to have to move up to get one, or I think they're the team to watch that packages these picks and goes and gets a veteran guy that's maybe in the final year of their contract. I've mentioned it before. Terry McLaurin, final year of his contract, has not come to an agreement with Washington yet. A.J. Brown, same with Tennessee. Debo with San Francisco, and then, of course, D.K. Metcalf, who you're hearing about. I think all four of those teams have said, those are our guys. Those are our wide receivers. But when you see these numbers that Davante Adams and Tyreek Hill are making, and then you see what Stephon Diggs just re-upped for, I'm not sure all four of those teams are looking to give those guys monster contracts. I would be curious to see what Green Bay does, because I don't think they can just sit pretty at 22 and hope to see Jameson Williams or Garrett Wilson fall to them, because they won't.
By the way, Jets have the number 4 and the 10, isn't it? The 4 and the 10. What's the apple of their eye?
Yeah, the Jets are getting a surefire player at 4. That's what I'm told. So that might not be a Trayvon Walker or a Kayvon Thibodeau. But all my sources in New York are like, we're getting a stud at 4. We're getting a guy we can rely on. So that could be Hutchinson. That could be Ekwonu. That could be Neal. Or that could be Sauce Gardner. That's who I think they would go after. I think they had Darrelle Revis in that building for many years, and it was like, all right, we don't have to worry about one part of the field. I think Sauce, who is the consummate pro and has met with the Jets, would be a fantastic selection at 4. Then you can take the best player available at 10. Jets need talent. You know that. They whiffed on the 2020 draft. They hit home runs in the 2021 draft. Everyone loves Vera Tucker, Elijah Moore, and Michael Carter, the running back. They need to get players, guys that are not projects. And I think Sauce Gardner might be the most finished product out of all these players in this draft.
Good stuff. Peter Schrager, co-author, New York Times bestseller, Out of the Blue. Cheat sheet, Fox Sports app. I believe you do a mock draft for every player, don't you?
I used to do 7 rounds. I'm tempted to do it again. Your favorite college player would be somewhere in my mock draft if you followed college football.
Well, I do, so I can't wait for it. Schrag's, great seeing you as always, buddy.
Go Nets. That's my team, dude.
All right. There you go.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5. That's it, $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
See, again, if let's say I'm the Seahawks, and I have, like, a top 10 pick. I need picks. So I got a first from Russell Wilson and a second, right? I would go to the Packers and say, you give us your two late firsts, we'll give you our early first with the Packers. Because the Packers don't need multiple picks. The Packers need a great wide receiver. Seattle needs players. So to me, Seattle could have three first-round picks. Now, they have a dubious recent track record on that. But it's not a draft where –
they have – eight picks and four in the top four rounds.
Okay, let me see what they have. Tell me what they have right now. So the first, they have one.
Three in the top 41 and four in the top 72.
So they
72.
Have 2 seconds.
The number nine.
Okay.
And Denver's second rounder. Okay. Number 40 overall.
And then they have their own second
number
rounder?
Number 41 overall.
So they have 40 and 41?
Yeah.
Oh, go away. And then they have a third round pick?
They have... Number nine, so they have a first-round pick, 2 second-round picks, a third-round pick, fourth, fifth, another fifth, and a seventh. They got a lot.
So the bottom line is they have a first, 2 seconds, and a third.
Yes.
If you trade with Green Bay, you have three firsts and two good seconds. That's five starters for Seattle. Or you can get a quarterback, and he doesn't play for a year. You tell me if
Why
I'm 70.
Why would he play for a year?
Well, because... none of these quarterbacks are good enough to walk in and win in that division. They'll get crushed.
Who's he going to sit behind?
Well, Drew Lock, the great Drew Lock. Well, I'm just telling you, Drew Lock's going to be as good as those rookies. So my takeaway is, if I'm Seattle, if I'm Green Bay, I need two starters at wide receiver. Now, if I can get Terry McLaurin, Seattle's mission in this draft is 4 to 5 starters. Okay? Green Bay's mission, we got to get a high-end wide receiver.
They've said they're not moving off DK.
No, I'm not saying Seattle would. I'm saying Seattle says, so Green Bay, you get our number nine pick. We get both your first at the bottom. And then you have Denver. So Seattle has three first-round picks. And if I was Seattle, I would go get one of these O-linemen. I would get an edge rusher. I'd get a corner. Hmm. And then second round, you got two picks. I'd go...
Yeah, they don't really need wide receiver if they don't
trade
DK.
No, I mean, they got Freddie Swain. They got DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett. They're fine. I don't think DK is as great as everybody says, but he gets into the end zone. He's Dez Bryant. He scores a lot. A little temperamental. Doesn't run all the great routes. But like Dez Bryant, you get him the ball. He's a unique body. He gets into the end zone
right,
a lot.
And they got Noah Fant.
Hey, that's nice. So they don't need a tight end. Dwayne Brown's aging, but aging well. Left tackle. They have a center they like and a right. I think it's a left guard or a right guard from LSU they like. But I would go get a running back with one of those. I'm just telling you, if I ran Seattle,
you would trade down. With
I them, would trade down and I mean, say, with, give me two of your picks Packers. At the bottom of the first. I need starters. You move up. You need a star. Some of the teams in this draft need a star. They're close. They're in that Super Bowl bubble. Green Bay is currently out of the Super Bowl bubble. They're out.
Well, they don't think they are.
Well, I think deep down they know they are. I think deep down the front office knows they're playing tricks on Aaron. They don't want to do a 3-year contract, but that's another rant. But I think if you're in a Super Bowl bubble or close, I'll move up and get a player that can fill a void.
Right. They can play right now.
Seattle is a fourth place roster by a mile in that division. I make a trade with Green Bay. I got five picks by the end of the third round. That's that. Even if you whiff on one, with that team, you have three to four starters. They need bodies. So, yeah, that's kind of my take. And by the way, if you don't draft a quarterback in Seattle, remember, next year's a great quarterback draft. Drew Lock's not your future. So you're going to have all these draft picks this year, all these young people, and a ton of cap space next year, and a great quarterback draft. So Seattle, to me, if I'm Seattle, like, this is not a tank year. This is the fourth place year. We want to be in the top five in the draft next year. Seattle's won so many games over the last 10 years, they've built equity with the fan base. They don't need to win this year. That's not the end-all, be-all. So let's stop trying to coddle together eight wins. You're probably a four-win team. Nobody's selling their season tickets in Seattle for the Seahawks. They've got a lot of fans. It's a great stadium. It's a great environment. And Pete doesn't mind rebuilding, but Pete wants to make it a quick rebuild. The easiest way is to go to Green Bay and say, get up here, give us your two. We'll have five picks in the first. That's not to say Seattle couldn't get starters in the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh rounds, but your first three rounds should be, on a bad roster, should be starters. You don't need receivers yet. You could have a ton of cap space next year. It's a great quarterback draft, but the idea to stay up there in a weak, high-end first draft, there's no real value for Seattle. What they need is two serviceable starters, not a risky quarterback. If you draft a quarterback and you figure out very quickly, like Jordan Love, he can't play, you're just back to, you've done nothing this whole season. You've done nothing. And then you got to experiment with him for 2 years. Otherwise, you're acknowledging we screwed up the draft. And then Pete Carroll's 72. So to me, if I'm Pete, I'm thinking, okay, listen, I'll do one lousy year. Next year, draft a quarterback. But this year, we're getting as many picks as we can. Let's try to get 10, 11 picks total, hit on 7 or 8. And this new quarterback comes in, and we got a lot of fresh players and a ton of cap space. Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, speaking of Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers signed a contract extension with the Packers, which pretty much guarantees Jordan Love is going to be on the bench for the third straight season.
Yeah, meaning but it was a useless number one pick.
It's one of, I don't want to be hyperbolic or anything, but it's one of the worst picks in history. Because forget the fact that you wasted the pick, but you also infuriated Aaron Rodgers, which sparked essentially 2 years of total drama.
Yeah.
And now you had to pay him a bunch of money.
It was not a great pick. I've come to that conclusion.
Well, Mark Murphy talked about Love needing a little bit more time to grow.
Oh, boy.
I think this preseason is going to be very important for him. We think he can be a good player, but we haven't really seen enough. I know that the decision to draft him has been questioned by a number of people, but yeah. They said the same thing when we drafted Aaron. Now it's up to Jordan to take advantage of the opportunities that he does have.
Yeah, he can't play. That's okay. You just have to admit it.
He said the same thing when you drafted Aaron Rodgers.
Listen, when you date, you're in the dating world. You don't get the peach, the apple of your eye on the first date, so you date a lot. You take a lot of draft picks. You don't hit on all of them.
This is a
bad first date. So you move on to another quarterback.
Who dates like that?
Well, they literally went from Favre to Aaron Rodgers. That's the greatest pivot in the history of the world. And so you're not going to do it three times in a row. They whiffed on the pick.
They whiffed on the pick, but it also wasn't a necessary pick.
Well,
and that's the issue that I have with it. If they would have drafted him in the third round, we're not having this conversation. Aaron Rodgers likely isn't freaking out. You're not dealing with everything that you've dealt with over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Where you take someone matters. That determines how much pressure is on you, determines how much money you make.
Well, Green Bay, though. Here's what Green Bay is. Green Bay is the classic, we live below our means, and we max our 401k, and we pay off our house. So that draft was, let's get a quarterback for the future, and let's get a running back, A.J. Dillon, for the future. And what Aaron was saying is, we just got the living you-know-what kicked out of us against the Niners twice. Get me players.
Correct. And he wasn't wrong.
But he wasn't wrong. But Green Bay is struggling. They are the post office. And the rest of us, we're not using the post office anymore. They're this is their culture.
But you can be that and still handle things with the proper dignity that your first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback deserves.
I know, and Aaron's very prickly, so you probably have to. They probably
yes, you
didn't
should know your personnel.
That's a good point. They should have known better with Aaron.
I have no sympathy for the Packers. Zero.
Yeah, you've always been very tough on the Green Bay Packers.
What? You have had back-to-back first ballot Hall of Fame quarterbacks
yes.
for like 30 years.
Yeah.
You have two championships to show for it, so it's not like it was a complete failure. But every single year, I hear how they're in championship contention. Aaron Rodgers is clearly not a postseason quarterback at this point in his career, however great he is during the regular season, which is awesome, but he lost at home as the number one seed in the NFC. So I don't have any sympathy for the Packers in this spot. They're never aggressive. They don't bring him the proper talent that he needs. Devontae Adams just walked out the door.
No, you know what's happened to them? They're still wearing Dockers, and the NFL shifted to leather pants.
You don't have to be leather pants guy. Dockers guy is great. Dockers guy, you know, live your life. But don't try and pitch me that you're leather pants guy when I clearly see you wearing Dockers every day. That's all I'm saying. You're Dockers guy. That's great. There's Dockers guys. There's leather pants guys.
I could never pivot to the leather pants. I couldn't.
I'm not a big leather pants person either. But
all right. You're from Miami. I figured you're
not a Dockers person either, but leather pants are very uncomfortable. The Rams are leather pants guys.
Rams, not only leather pants, they collect them. They've got four or five in the, I mean, the Rams have gone.
Colors. Oh, some have fringe.
They've gone uptown.
The Broncos are going to look different next season. New quarterback, new head coach, and Nathaniel Hackett wants to make sure the offense is centered around Russell Wilson. He said it's so important to make sure he's comfortable in everything he does. From the cadence to the way you just call play is so important, because when you go out there and all 80,000 people are screaming at you, you want it to be natural. We do so much of the same stuff. It's just about getting that language to be able to cross over. I can't wait to watch the Broncos this year.
Oh, it's going to be the best watch in the league. Cannot
I don't know
wait.
If they're going to win the Super Bowl, but I can't wait to see what happens.
They're going
to
be close. You watch.
Well,
they have
Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton, Tim Patrick.
Javonte Williams, great.
KJ Hamler and Kendall Hinton.
And Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
And they've shown in recent
years. And an
offensive
coach now.
Yeah, and then in recent years, George Payton, the GM, has drafted really well.
I just think I think the tales of Russell Wilson being washed are greatly exaggerated.
But now, who is saying that?
I mean, there's people that don't think that Russell Wilson is that good. I mean, they're silly.
Oh,
of
my
course.
God. Like, who is this what the social media is saying?
Listen, social media has been very active over the last couple of days. There's a lot of takes on there I strongly disagree with.
You know, all I know is when it comes to my relationship with my wife, I take my advice from Cam Newton.
I knew you were going to get it in. I knew you had to get it in. You had to get it in.
Good God.
Listen, I do think... everyone knows LeBron has a good amount of power when it comes to shaping teams. Like, we've seen this over the years. But yesterday in his exit interview, which I actually think is very smart, he says he will be hands off when it comes to Lakers.
Oh, he
the
did.
Lakers offseason decisions.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, he did. Okay, all yeah. right.
It's not my decision to sit here and say, well, this is what we should bring back and have on the roster. I think the front office is going to do whatever it takes to help this ball club become a better ball club from top to bottom. Ask me my opinion, I give my opinion, but at the end of the day, they're going to make the decision that they feel is best for the franchise.
Very smart. Hands off.
If you were a star player, yes. Would you want to stay in personnel?
It depends on the organization. Because if I'm LeBron and I'm with the Lakers, I don't want any say.
So I would not, in Miami, I trust Pat Riley.
I do trust Pat Riley, but if he asked my opinion and really wanted to trust me, then I would lean into it, because I know at the end of the day, if things went badly, Pat Riley, A, wouldn't sell me out, and B, the organization and the fan base trust Pat Riley enough that he wouldn't just make the decision based off of what I said. Like, he's also going to do his research and agree with it. It's not just going to be like, oh, well, so-and-so said to do it, so let's just do it. That, I think, is what's going on with the Lakers.
Yeah.
Like, there's not enough internal structure with the Lakers for anyone to come forward and say, this is on me, because everyone is terrified of losing their spot in the power circle.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when you build things around family and friends. Nobody ever wants to tell you the truth because they don't want to lose their relationship with you. If they are on the outs, they're not only the outs of the organization, they're on the outs of their family and friends. So there's a personal element to what's going on with the Lakers that keeps anyone from telling anyone the truth or having any accountability.
It's really, when people fear for their jobs or their legacies, everything gets very inauthentic and safe. And
I don't want people like that around me. I don't need people to tell me what I want to hear all the time. You're setting me up for failure.
Yeah, I'm the same way. That and bad tippers. I don't want you around me. Ugh.
But I do think this was very smart by LeBron, because there's so much muddiness about who makes decisions. He should not be the one who is the face of, I put this roster together, or I had say, or I pushed power moves. And I actually wouldn't behind the scenes do anything either. Like, if you're not going to come forward and take any accountability, if you're not going to call anybody out, if you're not going to say Russ could have been better, AD needs to come in shape, we need to do better overall as a team, I need to be a better leader. If you're not going to do any of that, if you're just going to blame it on injuries, remain hands off. Allow the public and the private story to be LeBron had nothing to do with this roster. And let the front office and the organization take blame for whatever happens over the next year.
All I know is there's a deal out there with Westbrook potentially, and the Lakers could get Buddy Hield and Malcolm Brogdon, and I would do it today because the Westbrook thing is so absurdly toxic. The fans are now attacking Westbrook. Like, get out of that business.
I don't think you should have any part of it.
Yeah. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door, because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
CFOs that get it, get it. CFOs that don't. Go to netsuite.com/herd. I like when people are uncomfortable. I just saw something on the internet. So Bill Maher is going on the Joe Rogan podcast and people are freaking out. And I tell my liberal friends, you thought you owned Maher forever and you never did. He was a libertarian. And it just drives them crazy that he talks to conservatives. And I'm like, you know, you thought he was yours. He never was. He was everybody's, a left-leaning libertarian. And I love that it creates mayhem and chaos. I like that.
You remember when you used to not talk politics? Like, you used to be like, don't talk about religion and politics at dinner?
Yeah.
Remember when, like, politics weren't a part of people's identity?
Yeah. I like when people are forced to be uncomfortable. I'm for that.
I think there's a lot of conversations people don't want to have because they're terrified to move off of where they stand, because that's somehow become a shame propaganda to grow.
Okay, so the NBA playoffs, the play-in game starts tonight. Now, I'll just tell you right now, I'm betting the Clippers tonight. So people don't buy the Nets. I totally do. They're not even assured to win their play-in game tonight. I think the Cavs and Brooklyn will play their way into the playoffs. The Cleveland won't last long. They're a young team, and Jared Allen's hurt. They'll be very good next year. So in the East, I think Miami disposes of Cleveland pretty quickly. Pretty quickly. Just more good quality veteran players. Philadelphia, in a close series, beats the Raptors. The Raptors are small, and they don't have a go-to score. Milwaukee will thrash Chicago. That could be a sweep. I'm going to take, okay, they're playing for the play-in game. I think Brooklyn is going to beat Boston. Robert Williams is the best defender, and he's out for the Celtics. And they're really they're Jason Tatum in defense. And so I think Brooklyn's going to win that series, and Ben Simmons is going to play and distribute and defend. And then I think in the end, Miami 76ers is a go-either-way series. I just don't – I think the games will be close, and I trust Harden and Embiid with 5 minutes left over Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler. Then I think Milwaukee, again, depth and chemistry, defense, they'll beat the Nets. And then I have Milwaukee winning. And then over in the West, I think Phoenix is going to roll. I think they're going to clobber San Antonio, who wins a play-in game. I don't know what to do with the Mavericks because Luka's got a calf injury, and if that is problematic and he misses three games, Utah's going to win the series. I think he'll maybe miss a game or two. I'll take the Mavs. But again, that is a health series. My thing with Utah is, boy, after if Donovan Mitchell's not on, they don't have like a second go-to score. Warriors Nuggets. I'm going to take the Warriors. Listen, they're still missing two of their best players in Denver due to injuries. Denver's just been beat up the last 2 years. They can't get healthy. And then I'm going to take the Clippers to beat Memphis. Again, a lot of experience against maybe the youngest team in the league, Memphis. So I think the NBA has shown us historically, old guys beat young guys in the playoffs, refs swallow the whistle, and the old guys take advantage of it. Then I'm going to call for the shocker of the playoffs, Clippers over the Warriors. Suns dispose quickly of the Mavs or the Jazz, and then the Suns, although they struggle, beat the Clippers. So the Clippers are my dark horse in the playoffs. A lot of wings, a lot of versatility, great coach, feisty. Paul George is back and rested. He didn't have to play this whole season, so you're going to get 42 minutes from Paul George. Don't be shocked if Kawhi Leonard doesn't do a Ben Simmons and magically appear through a curtain and be really valuable. And then ultimately, the Suns, And the Bucks, I'm leaning Phoenix. And if you haven't seen Phoenix play, the playoffs sometimes is the first time we watch it, and a lot of fans watch the NBA. Phoenix is a blast to watch. Old school, they can go way up tempo, a lot of alley-oops on the break, super smart veteran point guard, young, hustle, defend. Phoenix is looks like a 1985 NBA team, the classic two-guard, the veteran distributor, the big guy that likes being a big guy, multiple wing defenders. They got the veteran Jay Crowder, the young, great defense. I mean, they'll play real defense. They'll get right in your face. They do everything well. All right, that's it. Done talking for today.
The Clippers.
Clippers, the shock, and I'm taking the Clippers tonight plus +3. I'm not going to bet Brooklyn, but I think they do win their playoff game against the young, feisty Cavs. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.